Blog Talk Radio.
Life-changing seeds of thoughts and motivational seminars. I am your host, Reverend Dr. Julia Melchior. Welcome to each and every one. Today we will begin with an affirmation. I am the Son of God, and the Spirit of the Most High dwells in me. I am the Lord of my mind and express only that which is constructive and upbuilding. I am predestined to be the perfect expression of my Father, and the fullness of all good is mine. This affirmation tells us exactly who and what we are. And today our lesson is accepting a higher God via my image and likeness of his being. So in knowing that you are the Son of God and the Spirit of the Most High dwells in you, you understand that you are the Lord of your own mind and will express only that which is constructive and upbuilding. Only that which is constructive in your thought world will be expressed in your life and upbuilding. You are predestined to be the perfect expression of God in his image and likeness. So this is something that happened without your consent. You're predestined. It was already ordained for you to be this perfect expression of God, your Father. And his fullness of all good will be yours. Today you understand that you're created in his image and in his likeness. That image and likeness will reflect in your daily life. For this image and likeness consists of a perfect thought pattern, perfect words coming from you, and the perfect action that will take place in your life. You also understand that God will give to you according to your likeness. So every image and likeness will respond as God from within your own consciousness. God then becomes the acceptance. God becomes the center of righteousness within you. And as you operate daily from this center of righteousness, and keep reaffirming the indwelling Christ within, you can let go and then every thought that you think will become an action or active or an activity taking place from within to the without. You understand that every mortal limitations will cease. These limitations will not be in your thought world, or it would not be according to any desire from within you. These limitations will cease, and in its place, the divine attributes of Christ will remain within. Now, remembering we are in the season, the Lenten season, we are striving to be more effective in our thinking. Because this is the season when everything that is going on will allow us to know that we are a creative being. God then will be the focal or focus for each and every one of us. So let's get back to where we are constantly trying our best to achieve this positive God center. And what is this center made up of? This center is made up of the divine attributes that is within each and every one of us. And these attributes consist of love, joy, peace, good health, good strength, all the good that God is dwells within us at the same time. Some of us, however, do not exemplify these attributes simply because of our not knowing how to apply them in our lives. So let us take each attribute at a time. For instance, what is our thought on love? What do we think about love? How do we give love? And how do we accept love? Is love something that is of the nature of God? Of course it is. And we, as I just stated, we are predestined to receive this love and to give this love back in return. Now, at this moment, I will ask if there are any questions on love or if anyone would like to say anything about it. Okay, so I will continue with our lesson. There's a little saying that love in itself is a priceless gift. And there are two types of love most of the time that some of us will give most. One is agape love and one is selfless love. Now, it was the selfless love when God sent his son, Jesus, to die on Calvary's cross. That is the love that we need to keep within us at all times. This love has no return. It's the love that helps us to understand who and what we are. It's the love, when given, that will return in a measure not known to us. It's the love that keeps us centered in Christ and all that we can see ourselves being. God's love has no measure. It has no measure. It doesn't measure itself like mankind does and say, okay, this, I'm going to give this much, so I'm looking back in return for that much. God's love is a pure love. It is harmless. It is joyous, peaceful. And all who accept this love, they're comforted in this great knowingness that this love will continue without any attachment or a return from mankind. This love will return to us as God will give of itself. So today, your image and likeness is made up of that love. Oftentimes we wonder what this saying means. I am made in the image and likeness of God. This means you are made with divine attributes. Those are the likeness and the image of God. Of course, your face will not image God's face. For as the saying says, who can see God and live? We have never seen God, but when we look at each other, we are seeing God through his image and likeness. Image of love, image of peace, image of happiness, image of joy, image of prosperity, image of strength. These are some of God's attributes. Today, our only quest is that we should embody these attributes and then bear the image and likeness of God. For as we embody these attributes, we become more and more of God. We become the likeness of God. You see, when you have love within you, that's the likeness of God. So as you accumulate more and more love, you have the image of God within your being. Then no mortal limitations can dwell within your being. For this is filled with his image and likeness. And your trust will be placed in this all-knowing presence that is God. During this time, we are working towards that higher God self, so that on Easter Sunday, we can rise in this knowingness that we are about to have a good resurrection in Christ. And the only way we can do that is to embody God's image and likeness. Once more, I'm going to ask if there's any questions or a comment that you would like to share. All right, so we'll continue. In this affirmation that I'm reading to you, I constantly outpicture my world and
everyone in it as the demonstration of all good. And each day is filled with all the divine attributes of everlasting good. And I'll say it one more time. I constantly outpicture my world and everyone in it as the demonstration of all good. And each day is filled with the all divine attributes of everlasting good. Can you imagine constantly outpicturing your world? Your world meaning all your affairs, everything that concerns you, everyone that you know. You're constantly outpicturing that as the demonstration of all good. Regardless to what appears negative, it is only an appearance. It is not the truth of who and what you are. Regardless to if you have lack and limitation, that's not the truth of who and what you are. If you're ill, that's not the truth of who and what you are. If they're wrong relationships, that's not the truth of who and what you are. Remembering you were born whole, pure, and perfect. So anything that appears that is not in that perfection in your life, you will remember, I constantly outpicture my world and everyone in it as the demonstration of all good. And each day is filled with the all divine attributes of everlasting good. Now, today's lesson is very, very important because remember, each and every time we come in a consciousness to achieve good, you know that that which is not of God might try to appear in your life. So you understand your likeness. You understand your image of God and all that consists of God. You're accepting good. You're accepting love. You're accepting the likeness of your own divine being. For out of your being will come the attributes of Almighty God. No one nor nothing can lead you towards this but your own God self. See, you are your own answer to your own spirituality. No one can make you become spiritual. No one can give you the desire to be God's child. Only you can do that for yourself. You can learn from another, but no one, absolutely no one, can make this decision for you. You become your answer to your own higher God self. Now, there's one very important point, apart from becoming your own answer to your own God self. You will have the demonstrations according to your very thoughts. Every thought you hold in mind will demonstrate accordingly. How awesome. We are in total control of our lives and what we want to demonstrate in it. We are in total control of how our lives can be. Because as we accept the guidance of Almighty God, we release ourselves totally to the spirit of love and of every good thing that there is. And so we will continue to be that channel of divine good. Our time is moving very quickly, and I would like to leave with you our spiritual treatment for this evening. I am the Son of God, and the Spirit of the Most High dwells in me. What it means by that? I am the Son of God, and the Spirit of the Most High dwells in me. It means I am related to God. There's a sonship. I have sonship. I am joined here to God. You know, it's just like our earthly father. When our earthly father has a son or a daughter, we automatically know that we are connected to our father. So it is with God. So, I am the Son of God, and the Spirit of the Most High dwells in me. I am the Lord of my mind. How did you become the Lord of your mind? Because you have the ability to choose what you want to experience via your mind. So you're the Lord of your mind. And when anything says Lord, it means master. You're the master of your mind. And the Spirit of the Most High dwells in you. I am the Lord of my mind and express only that which is constructive and upbuilding. Awesome, awesome. So again, you're the master of your mind, and you're expressing through that mind only that which is constructive to your life, only that which is upbuilding, only that which is uplifting, only that which is prosperous, only that which is protective, only that which is good, only that which will illumine you. This is what it means to be the master of your mind. And this is awesome, because out of you flows the divine attributes. And these attributes will grant unto you or give to you all that we're speaking about.
being uplifted, being constructive, having the good, being protected, being prosperous, being a child of God and the master of your life. And it continues to say, I am predestined. You are predestined. This is your destination. This took place before you were even born. So it's a pre-qualification. You are predestined to be the perfect expression of God, your Father, and the fullness of all good is yours. This is the best. No one else in this universe can tell you that you're predestined for anything. Only God, your Father. It means that good is all around you. All that you desire is right here and right now. So in this consciousness, you accept this fullness of God. You accept who and what you are. And you become that channel for continuous good in your life. Today, I pray that the indwelling Christ may remain within you. I pray that this channel of good will continuously give you that assurance and the knowingness that with God, all things are immediately possible. I pray that your journey to Easter, this Easter Sunday, will allow you to have the full resurrection and to enjoy the wellness and wholeness of Christ, your Savior. So today, God bless you, and I love you, and I'm looking forward to sharing next Tuesday with you as we continue to journey to our resurrection. God bless, and have a wonderful evening. Bye for now.